Voices of the Iron Front right here on KBOO 90.7 FM. We just once again show our love to the KBOO crowd and KBOO family. We appreciate you so much. We're so grateful once again to be on the airways providing this platform for you guys. And let's get right back into it. Let's discuss this time the recruitment pipeline and how such things like campuses, chat rooms, and the digital grooming of young men. Now, modern recruitment does not begin with extremist manifestos or rallies. It begins with loneliness. It begins with isolation. Isolation. It begins when a young man who feels invisible or unheard spends hours online seeking entertainment, connection, and just distraction. But it also begins with humor, like edgy jokes, ironic racism, casual misogyny, all shared in gaming spaces or Discord servers. You have Reddit threads, TikTok comment sections. Don't even get started on the YouTube comment sections. These recruiters know what they're doing. They introduce hateful ideas in the form of jokes so young men can learn to detach empathy from language. And then over time, the jokes become arguments. And then those arguments become ideology. And then the ideology becomes identity. But podcasters play a major role in this process too. Let's not trip. They present themselves as mentors or truth tellers, and they insist that society is falling apart, that women are manipulative, that minorities are destroying the country in a cute way, and that liberal ideas are weakening men. They speak with confidence and swag, with humor and certainty, exactly what insecure young men crave. And hours of listening creates parasocial attachment. The listener begins to trust the podcaster more than the people in his own real life. And now, a parallel to this digital grooming, extremist groups maintain a quiet but persistent presence on college campuses. I cannot put emphasis on that enough. They stay on the neck of these college campuses. They target students who feel academically overwhelmed, socially isolated, politically alienated, you name it. They show up with flyers, coded language, invitations to private gatherings, and they use debates and free speech activism, quote unquote, as recruitment tools. Now, these students who feel ignored by mainstream institutions often become their first targets. And unfortunately, it works. But this pipeline is not accidental. It is emotional and psychological and sociological. And it is one of the most important fronts in modern anti-fascist work. We're going to be right back. You're listening to Voices of the Iron Front right here on KBOO 90.7 FM. Keep it locked.
Treasure all that's new and true and gay. Easy living, and we're giving what we know we're dreaming of. We are one, having fun, walking in the glow of love. Smiling faces go. It's a wonder, it's so clear. By a fountain, climbing mountains as we hold each other near. Sipping wine, we try to find that special magic from above as we share our fair talking in the glow. it all. We're surrounded and abound. It's summer, spring, winter, and fall. All the people meeting, people laughing, dancing till the dawn. And we'll always be like this, flowing in the glow of love. Two of us, we will always reminisce, kissing in the glow of love. When you treasure all that's new and true and gay. Easy living when we're given what we know we're dreaming of. We are one having fun walking in the glow of love.
Welcome back to Voices of the Iron Front, right here on KBOO 90.7 FM. Let's jump back into the conversation, and in this segment, let's talk about community protection in 2025, and what that looks like, and how we use connection as our armor. Now, community protection today is not built on confrontation. It is built on connection, and white supremacy thrives wherever people feel unprotected, or unheard, or isolated. Communities fractured by economic stress, gentrification, underfunding, social disconnection, you name it, become easier for extremist groups to infiltrate. So the core of anti-fascist community defense is not physical force. It's not. It is social resilience. Now, when communities are connected, extremists lose their strategic advantage. And when neighbors know one another, it becomes harder for outsiders to act without being noticed. When students have mentors and relationships with older community members, they are less vulnerable to online grooming. When they support one another, the manosphere loses its emotional draw. Community protection is about building networks, building a foundation with no cracks, where information flows quickly and compassion flows constantly. It's also about creating cultural spaces, too, where young people can feel grounded, where they can do open mics, storytelling circles, music nights, youth programs, community centers, mutual aid events, art spaces, places where belonging is felt, basically. These environments become emotional buffers against radicalization, and a person who feels valued and seen is far less likely to be recruited into hate. Because community protection means investing in relationships so strong that fascism simply has no room to breathe. Step on their necks. Step on their necks. You're listening to Voices of the Iron Front right here on KBOO 90.7 FM. We want to once again thank the KBOO family for having us, having this program, having this platform. We're so incredibly grateful, and we're grateful to the audience too that listens to it and supports this amazing radio station. KBOO's been going strong for a long time, and they're going to continue to go strong. I know it, because this is what we need in our community: empowerment. And that's what KBOO provides. So thanks to all the KBOO family for everything that you do. There's a final reflection of today's show. Now, tonight we confronted white supremacy not as a myth from the past, but as a living, adaptive phenomenon in the present. We must remember that these groups evolve because society evolves. They can find cracks. They love to look for those cracks wherever they can find it. And then they exploit loneliness. And they can use symbols to communicate, humor to manipulate, digital communities to recruit. They target campuses. I cannot express that enough. Campuses, college campuses, confused youth, isolated men, vulnerable neighbors, and anyone looking for certainty in an uncertain world. But while fascism adapts, communities adapt too. Knowledge is your protection. Always remember that. Vigilance is your protection, as well as connection and solidarity. And when people understand what these groups look like, how they operate, and where they gather, fascism loses its secrecy. And when communities nurture real relationships and build cultural spaces, fascism loses its foothold. And also supporting youth too, as well, and speaking openly about extremist recruitment it loses its foothold every time. Your awareness matters. Remember that. Your clarity matters. Your willingness to stay vigilant matters. Anti-fascism is not only about confrontation. It is about illumination. It is a shining light into places where hate grows in silence. That's all we have for you this episode. Once again, thank you so much to the KBOO community. We truly love you and appreciate you. And until next time, stay awake, stay grounded, stay connected, stay vigilant, and always stay dangerous to fascism. We'll see you next time, KBOO. Love you guys.
Tune in to KBOO on Saturday, February 21st at 4 p.m. for a special Black History Month roundtable discussion on The Motif, Reimagined, a Jazz Sensibility,